this morning. I got Chaim.
Kum lenen ablad gemara. Dav tez zayin amad alav mesech v'shuas. And the second lichtel of Chanukah. Tovshin ayin ches. So we have an argument in gemara here where the Mishnah says you want to extend the Beis HaMikdash, whether you have to use everything the Mishnah mentioned, including a king and an over tumim and all that, or achas mikolelu. You need all of them, or just achas mikolelu. We explain the difference as follows. If you learn that Kedusha Rishayna, that whatever they did, the David Shlema did, it lasts forever, then you need Kolelu. And I, Ezra, how did he, how was he? He just did a Zeich HaBam. Whatever he did there with the two Taitis was only merely a remembrance because it was holy anyway. According to the opinion, it says that Kedusha Rishayna, according to Rav Nachman, that says that the Kedusha Rishayna is no longer holy. But achas mikolelu, as long as he did one of these things good enough, and Ezra actually made it holy. Okay, says the Gemara, Toshma. The last word of the line is Toshma, about 12 lines on the top. Toshma coming here, Abba Shol says, Shnei bitzim hoyu bara mishchem, two ponds or something.
Swamps
or ponds.
Could have
been a desert. Hara mishchem? Hara zesim, swamps, not swamps, they're ponds. Bitch uses a pond. Oh, same idea. But are there any ponds in Harzaisim today?
Harzaisim is dry as a bone. Literally.
From the rain. Rainwater.
But there was the.
And maybe that's why it's a swamp.
From Harabais.
Yeah, but maybe that's why it's called a swamp, because rainwater over there, there's no source, underground source.
Was that Amos HaMayim that came from 23 Amos before the top?
Atom. The Atom, not from Harzaisim.
No, I'm just saying. So there is water flow around there.
But this isn't a flow. There was two pools of water. And one was the top part of the mountain and the bottom part of the mountain. Tachtoyne Vilyane, one of the bottom of the mountain, and Vilyane, one of the top of the mountain. Tachtoyne, the bottom part of the mountain, is Katshu B'cholelu. They made it part of the city of Yerushalayim, and they. The bottom part of the mountain, they made a part of the extension of Yerushalayim, and Becholel had the king, the Navi, everything done. Namely, the top part of the mountain, Lainus Katsu Becholel, did not use all those things. Ella.
That was really beyond the Choyma of the.
Yeah, but they allowed to extend. So they extended it, that's the point. Ella Ba'ele Goylem. Over there, they extended it in the times when the second Ezra, or the Goyle, Shalaymer, they didn't have a king, Shalaymer, Tumim. So as follows. Tachtoina, Shahoysek, this is what the Brisa says. Tachtoina, Shahoysek, Dushas, Gemurim, was Mamish Pari Shalaym, Amiha Oretz, Nichnosin Lisham, would go there with the bottom pool of water. But Oichlin Sham, Kachim Kalam, was Mamish Shalaym. So you can eat the Kachim Kalam. Abulay Mizashani, there was not even Mizashani there. It's an amazing Rasha, tell you a second what Rasha says. The Chavedim with the Tamil Chomim, Oichlin Shom, Kotchim Kalam, Umaizashen, it's Mamish Parish line, they would eat everything there. El Yoina, the top part, since it was not done properly, Shalai Hoyse Kedushasa Gemura, was not done properly because only used one of the, Ezra didn't have a king, didn't have one of Tumim, then it was not really Parish line. So Ami Orez, Hoyinich Nosin Shom, they didn't care, they used to go in there, but Oichlin Shom, Kotchim Kalam. They continued to eat Kotchim Kalam in the top part, even though it was not Parish line. Avaloi Maizashani. Not Maizasheni. Consistent, they didn't eat Maizasheni in the bottom part either. The Chavedim said, no, this is not Yerushalayim. Ain't Oichlin Shom, Loi Kotchim Kalam, Loi Maizasheni. So how come they only made the bottom part holy and the top part holy? The only way you can extend the city is Ela b'melech, a king, v'novi, urim b'tumim, uvis anhedin shun ayin aleph, uvis dey toidis, uvis shir. So l'chayit, you see, clearly me, you need the whole business. It's b'chol elu, not achas m'chol elu. It's b'chol elu. It's a raya to Rav Huna. And since the top part was never made holy the first time around, they couldn't make it holy the second time around. Okay, before we get into the Braisa, Rashi says an amazing thing. Why didn't the Amoris? I think we should learn the first two lines of Rashi. Rashi says over here, it's a long Rashi, but just do the first few lines. You see the all these words in Rashi, Taktoin Hoysa? So it says, V'yesh lefarish. You see it? Why would the Amoratsim, while the bottom part was really Yerushalayim, Tamin HaChama would eat there and eat Maisa and Kotchim, but the Amoratsim would eat their Kotchim, but not Maisa. Says Rashi, you know why? V'yesh l'fadish. The ame ha'oretz ha'mafrishin maises. Remember, in Reva Amalatzim Masim, so they give maises. Ho'yezrizim las by mitzvah mukhor. Came to maises, they were so machmir. This is interesting. That Reva Amalatzim Masim, not all Amalatzim gave maises, but those who did, which is the majority, right, they were more machmir than Tamil Chamim. Why? V'sh'ayeshayimin they heard a drosha. Ase b'shvutas asher. You want to become rich, you got to give maises. So they made sure there were more machmir than Tamil Chamim. And you have to say when you give ma'isa, I did everything you told me. They heard what they said. They heard that you said you have to eat in Shalim. They said, no, we're not going to rely on any of these rabbis' kulos. We want to do it the right way. We don't want David to take any kulos shortcuts either when he gives us our money. Kindly finish them. You don't make any money out of kachim, so they follow the kulos. They even went to the top mountain, even though it wasn't Mamash Yishlaim.
They couldn't find somewhere to live.
The top one. They went to the top one, which wasn't Kodesh at all. Why would they eat there? It was too crowded in the bottom. And they told them, Zu Kedusha, Zu any Kedusha. They said, look, the bottom swamp or pond is Kedusha, but the top one isn't. Why are you shaming Lanu? But when it comes to Maisa, they didn't any chachmas.
The thing is, this was to eat the Maisa Sheni. So,
maybe
that would eat the Maisa
Sheni,
but not so much the Maisa
Rishon. No, but
Asa Rishon
doesn't
eat
all
Maisas. Yeah, but the thing is, where you have to be in Yerushalayim, where to actually eat Maisa Sheni.
Yeah, but we're talking about Maisa. They didn't eat Maisa. Maisa is a lady.
Exactly, but I'm saying that. But the point is that we're careful about the, because the video you have to say at the Beis Hamikdash anyway.
True, but they remember from the
eating is the Maisa Sheni and not Maisa Rishon.
Isn't it amazing, Rashi?
It's Maisa Rishon, what you're giving away. That's the Aser Bishvil Shet Disasher. Bishvil Shet Disasher is, I'll sit in my lead and I'll stay with you.
But that's what that you gave to the ladies.
So no, that's what I'm saying here, that it comes up from here that all maises are included.
I always thought the Iker Skula of Aser Taser is what you're giving away to someone else, because that's a declaration.
The machlekes of Aser B'Shvut Taser goes on Tzedakah or just on maises. Here you see clearly that extends further, like you're just saying. It's not just maises. Maises Sheni is going to me.
That's what I'm saying.
And still, I'm getting rich.
What kind of a test of my faith is it that I should sit and eat a good
Maybe that's why the Amoratim didn't realize that the statue was talking about maises Sheni.
That's what I'm saying.
Could be this all part of the thing.
Part of the
Amaratzis. Yeah, I'm saying. Maybe it's an interesting Rashi that came to Sgulas for and all these Gulas for making for Panaza. Oh,
because that's right. Because what did they hear? They hear the in Yerushalayim.
That's right.
That's going to give you.
So who was the Baldarshan who first said the Drosh of Asa Beshul Shetisasher?
If you remember, we had more in Tainus. The taste of the beautiful Medrash there. Which more Shabbos we had it and the Kufitas over there and Tainus. Yeah. I don't remember. Come back to
There's a very powerful drosha that whoever that.
Tell you more about it. Anyway, getting back to our question. That's right. Tell you more about
it.
Yeah, it could be a Shabbos drosha. Tell you more about it. Then the Brisa continues. Back to the Brisa. Brisa continues. Lama Kichua, why did they make a Kodesh? Before we had a chance to continue further, your brother jumps in. Lama Kichua, I mean, like Kichua. You just said that the water above you couldn't be Mekadosh because it had the limit to nothing. And Lama Hichnisua, why did they even bother making this part of Yerushalayim, even though they didn't do the correct way? Why bother at all? Mipnesha Torfa Shal Yerushalayim Hoysa. This was the exposure of Yerushalayim. If you're standing at Tav HaZesim, if you ever stand at Tav HaZesim, you can see straight into Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is so vulnerable. So therefore, we wanted to make sure that it comes, that we annexed it. To make a part of Shalim. Today you're blocked behind the castle and you know you're like a different country. Yeah. Literally. The Neichahu Lekavish Misham, and Shalim is easily vulnerable from that side. Yeah, from Yishtang and Hazesim, you can see.
Yeah, but it's all north that's locked out Scopus and all that.
Yeah. You have that American hotel over there.
There's
an American hotel on top of our Scopus. It's right in the middle of the Arab.
But if you go north,
right in the middle there, yeah.
Harabais, you go north along there. That's the road to Ramla, to the north. That's Mount Scopus and so on.
The thing is to bear in mind also that Harabayis, the Romans lowered it.
It's not, when we think of it today, it's not the height that it was then, it was higher.
But Advaz asked the question 600 years ago, why does it say that Yerushalayim is higher when it's in fact the lowest part of Yerushalayim? So back then already he had, you know.
I'm saying it was the Romans.
No, they're saying they keep on piling up, everyone says they keep on piling up sand and sand and sand, and you keep on, you know, it's really much lower. But the Advaz says, the Advaz says that from one side, you have to walk down. From one side,
so
you have to walk down.
Yeah.
The side, from one side, you got to go up. One side is up. Everywhere else is down, and one side is up.
From in front of the front gate.
And Tanoi, so you must be right. It's a machlekes. So it's his claw that it's a what? That you got to do everything in order to make him Kodesh. You're right. Tanoi, machlekes, Tanoi. And the machlekes is if you hold that the early holiness still exists, then in order to make it holy, you need to do everything. If you hold the early holy that doesn't exist, then Ezra actually made it holy, but he didn't have everything. So now you don't need everything. What's Machlech Tanoim? Tanoim, we learned, Omer Abel Ezra Shemaite, I once heard, when they built the base, the second base of Mikdash, Osu Kloyim Lehechel, they first made curtains, V'Kloyim Lazarus, curtains for the base of Mikdash, and curtain for the courtyard, so people, when they're building, they shouldn't think, nobody should see. Ela Shebehechel, there's a difference. In the Hechel, Boinin Mibachutz, the curtains was on the inside, and they would build the stones on the outside. Uve, what do you call it? Ubazores and Azore, Mibifnim. Azore, they build the stones from the inside. And we'll soon see what the Omer Abish, that's what he says. Right, the curtain was on the inside and the stones on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. I heard Shemakrivin, Afa Bisha, Ein Bais. I heard you can, that the Kedusha is still there, even though there's no building. No, but you're saying that they had to put the curtain there to make it a holy place, to make it Kedush. I heard that, you know, the Kedusha Shrine is no longer there. I hold the Kedusha Shrine is there even though there's no building. You can eat Kotcha Kotchim even though there's no curtains. Kalim Hashem Abishayin Chayim. You can eat Kotcha Kalim even though there's no wall. So therefore, you don't need it. You don't have to put any curtains, make it holy or anything else. So clear. And Rabbi Lezer heard differently. He's telling us that he made curtain first, because in other words, you have to make it, you have to make Kodesh. In other words, first they put curtains, a temporary wall, which made this area a holy place, so they had to make it holy. So La Miklal, the Rabbi Lezer, Sovel Kishul Aslove, and once you have a Machlekes Tanaim, if Kedusha is showing the Kishul Aslove or not, then we go back and we understand the Machlekes whether when Ezra, if it's not holy in the times of Ezra, so how did Ezra make it holy? Must be that one of these things is good enough, even just Titus. If you hold that it was already holy from before, then Ezra just went through the motions. Azeich Abama, Amalei Avin. And now why you built this? So first you put the curtains up and then you build the stones. The curtains were made to make the place holy. Why were the stones on the outside? Because we don't want people to see the base of Mikdash while they're building it, because it has to, you know, be covered. My, how do you know? Who told you? That's the crux of Machlekes Dilma. Perhaps everyone holds that it was always holy. Now, boss, so what's this idea of a curtain? Just tell you a fact. They built the curtain, the middle curtain. If he also agreed that it was a holy place, why have a temporary curtain at all? What do you need a curtain for? It was holy anyway. It's the use of Alma. Like today, when they have a building site, they always put a plastic all around there. You shouldn't see what they're constructing. You know, it's private, discreet. So, anyone right? The machlekes are showing him the cities. You know, you have these cities with walls around it, and it's called Bat Yerachayma. If also, how do you make a city of Bat Yerachayma? How do you make a city in Eretz Yisrael? Here we're talking about how you make it a Shalayim. How do you make this? Toys and Echen holds that all cities in Eretz Yisrael are the same thing. You have to bring the Toydas and do the whole business. Then all the Achreim have a problem. How in the world do you bring a carbon Toyda to outside of the base of Mikdash? No, Toydas like outside of Shalayim. What do you mean to other cities? So according to Taisa, the only time they could have done it is before the base of Midrash was built, when bombas were permitted. And the Machlekes Rishonim, if bombas were permitted by Ezra before they built the second base of Midrash, after the destruction of the first, were bombas permitted or not? And that has to do with what Kedush Rishonim, the Kitchel Hashaita, the Kitchel Hashalavi. If it was still holy, then you can't have bombas. If like Kitchel Hashalavi, maybe you're allowed to have bombas then. So that's when they added these cities. So the following, why did they count all these cities with walls around them? When they went up, they found them and they made them holy. So they made these cities holy. That's what I'm talking about. All the other cities. But the first ones, the ones that used to try to Yeshua, were all gone. Alma Kasava Kedusha Lashina Kisha Loikish Lasalavi. So in other words, we're now taking Kedusha Lashina out, not just Beis Hamikdash, because you know the Rambam holds Beis Hamikdash, Yel Lasalavi, Beis Yishlaim. Not only are we talking about Beis Hamikdash, not only are we talking about Yishlaim, we are talking now about the whole Eretz Yisrael. If Kedusha Lashina Kisha Lashina Kisha Lasalavi.
So this Kedusha Lashina, you're talking about when they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Chatkilo?
Rabbi Yishlaim. Rabbi Yishlaim was the first one. In their times, and the second one is Ezra.
Well, so it's not Yeshua.
Oh, Yeshua, but it's other last, cities. Other cities, Yeshua. Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is, we're talking about that.
Look at Ashi, Lama Monu, four lines at the bottom. Ayyada cities, Monu, Chacham, Be'erbas, and Erechin, Shoy, Mukafas, Chaymer, they were circled. Me'yemais, Yeshua, Benun, Le'inyin, Mitzvah, Bati, Erechim. The mitzvah that require a city with a wall around them. Ohay lem limes oid harbe shleimon. There are many other cities. The kitchum says Rashi. I don't know. Like Peterishli by meme kedoshim. I don't know how they did it. How do you make it holy? I told you. Tosfos Erechin says with the Taitus, and that causes the whole controversy. How do you bring Taitus? So in the Taitus, you sure you could understand because it wasn't yet settled. But how they do it the second time? Okay.
So whatever they build now in Yerushalayim is not sanctified.
Not occupied, holy. Talk about holy. Holy. Don't do it occupied.
Tumantara.
The law of Meiser. And Megillah. But Megillah, we go a bit further if you can see, so it goes further. But I mean, that's a question. So here, clearly, you hold that what? That Kedusha Shaina is not Kiddush Laslavi. We learned elsewhere, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Beis, the same Rabbi Shmuel Beis, he said, Chiel Vavadha, it was only these cities, but they're not mentioned there. Like Varnema, Shishim Ir, Kol Chevel Chago, Mamlech Rebosh. There was 60 cities alone in that area that had walls around them.
That's in
Eva Yad. Yeah, and just in that area alone. And then I counted it. Kolela, Odin, Betudas, Chaymer, Gavoya, they all had it all surrounded by these fortified with these walls. And the Lama Manachom Zayla, so why only counted these? Interesting, call them Chachamim when we're talking about the Tanakh. Lama Mono Chachamim, we also find the Lashon by the Tanakh Chachamim, not Levim. Why the Chachamim count on these? Because Olu b'nei Hagoylim, much away they found them, they kitch them, and they will Mekadish them. And they will Mekadish them. So in other words, kitch them, I understand this Braisa. You just said that they were all holy from the times and beginnings, so why don't you Mekadish them? You don't have to. Not that you're Makadish them, they count them. All those that when they went up the second time, the cities that they met, they found, they encountered, they dwelled, they settled in, are the ones that are mentioned. But
so
truth of matter
means they count it or means they appointed it as a
kitchen means that they do, mono means they just, you know, in the pasuk it says the names of the cities. So we know they were tabulated. But any other city, you have a tradition. Still has the kedushim. The problem is the author of both brises is the same person. Freddie Mora, Kasha Bishmol, Bishmol, you see, how can both be the same? E boy, he said, I can answer you. Today, Tanoy, Libra Bishmol, the two Tanoy, according to Bishmol, you see. E boy, he said, Machodemanizer, Blozer, you see, Amra. One of them was not Bishmol, but Abelozer, you see. The Tanya, Blozer, you see, Asher Loy Chaymer, and we have this quoted many times. Asher Loy Chaymer with a Vav, and it's Noah, yes. Asher Loy Chaymer, Afapi, Shein Loy, he doesn't have now. But even though now is late, but if late before, it's considered good enough. Because Kedusha Shaina, Kitchel Shaikis, Lazalavi. Back to the next page of the Gemara. Nitma Ba'azorah. What happened? It became tummy inside the Azorah. Till now, we learned, the pastor always learned, you're not allowed to walk, enter the Beis HaMikdash while you're tummy. Here we're talking about you entered the Beis HaMikdash and you became tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that that's awesome? Nitma Ba'azorah, Venelma Meno Tumma Ba'azorah. How do you know the whole concept once you became tummy in Azorah? That if you don't go out, you're still Machaya. It doesn't say, the pasuk says, "V'lo yitamu es machaneim." Don't walk in to be metame. But here the tumah is already in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you become tummy in the Beis HaMikdash? Because something tummy is inside the Beis HaMikdash. So you're not being metame anything. It's already tummy. That's not the kind of tumah we're talking about. Thomas Mace here. Thomas Mace, not Thomas Kelly. That's something else. Like a Zov and all that. You shouldn't walk in. One pasuk says, "As Mishkan," because we have an extra pasuk. That's how we learn it. Mishkan Hashem Time. The day before the base of Midrash, you metame because of Hashem. Ki es Midrash Hashem Time. It says another pasuk, you get cut it because you. One place says, "As Mishkan Hashem Time," and one place says, "Midrash Hashem Time." So lechayde, you don't need both. So give a kray miyaseis extra. Sorry, you may need tumah shebchutz, only tumah shebefinim. So therefore, we say that one is for tumah shebchutz. You walked, you entered while you were tummy. The one is you became tummy while you were there. Frag the Gemara of a Kroy Miyasre. You're telling the whole, so the way you're learning it because there are two psukim. Are they psukim extra? Don't we need them both? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lazar says, Im nema Mishkan and Lama nema Migdash. Why do we swap from Mishkan to Migdash? And Im nema Migdash and Mishkan. And we need both. Ilu nema Mishkan, it would have only told us about the Mishkan, Nalabimatami, Migdash, Islam, Al Mishkan, more Machme Yechayev, Shari Moshuach, Beshemel Mishkan. How did everything become holy? By anointing it with the oil from the Shemel Mishkan. Migdash lo Yechayev, but the Migdash is a lesser degree of Kedusha, so maybe in a Chayev, chorus and all that, if you walk in while you're tummy. The Im nema Migdash, said Migdash, Rulayna Mishkan, he's never said, you know, Migdash is more Machme than the Mishkan. Why? Shari Kedushas, say Kedushas Oilam. The Kedusha is there forever. And Rashi says it means you're not allowed to ain't achre het a bumbus, which Rashi clearly says here that after the Churban Bayis Rishon they couldn't use bumbus even though they didn't have a base of midrash standing. Rashi says Kedusha Sik Kedusha Oilam means that there's no het a bumbus. You cannot make a little rock in your backyard and go ahead and remark of your personal kabbanas. V'amishkan lo yechayiv. I would have thought the Migdash is so much more chamur and therefore yechayiv, not the Mishkan. You need them both. There's nothing extra anymore. So how do you learn that? Rabbi Lazar Hachakash. That's a bar of Lazar. Mechdi, let us see. Mishkan ikri Migdash, and Migdash ikri Mishkan. Since you could, okay, you want to have two psukim to teach you both, but since the Beis HaMikdash can sometimes be referred to as Mishkan, and since the Mishkan can sometimes be referred to as Migdash, so let's say two psukim, use the same name for both, whichever one, Mishkan or Migdash, and then I would know that one is to tell you for the Mishkan or for the Migdash. Why swap from Mishkan to Migdash? To teach you also this other din, that if you're chutz and befrim. Nichtav oy idividi migdash, oy idividi mishkan. Use the same word above. Mishkan migdash lamali. Shema me notarti. Let me know two things. Says the Gemara Bishlam migdash ikra mishkan. I understand the migdash is called mishkan. The chesivit says it says in the pasuk v'nasati mishkani b'soychachem. I will put my mishkan b'soychachem in you. That means in Eretz Yisrael. That's the base. That's referring to the base of migdash. Fine. Elam. Mishkan, the Ikra Migdash, and Allah, the Mishkan is called Migdash. Yeah. How do you know the Mishkan is ever referred to as a Migdash? Ilema Midichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, the Nosu Hakahosim and the Kahosim will travel. No, you say HaMishkan, those who carry the Migdash, who carry the Migdash, so we see, and what do the Kahosim carry? The Mishkan. No, but how about Arachsiv? It's referring to the Aron. So the Aron is called Migdash, the holiest part. But how do you know the entire edifice is called Migdash? Talk about the Mishkan, it says Mikdash. But I'll show you the form of the Mishkan. So therefore we know that, so why swap from Mishkan to Mikdash and Mikdash? Mishkan will tell you this thing here. No, it says in the pasuk for osuli mishkan v'seichem. The very next pasuk it says kechol asher ani mari oischa eis tavet haMishkan. It's talking about the Mishkan, and yet the pasuk before it says osuli Mikdash. Is a raya that Mikdash and Mishkan are interchangeable. Says in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, v'ishtachve, he bowed down, oishesho kidei ishtachve. He either bowed down, or he remained there long enough as long as it takes to bow down. Says the Mishnah, ishtachve, oishesho kidei ishtachve. Or he stayed there long enough. So you know, even though he physically didn't bow down, Amar Rava says all like this. There's two ways of learning. Amar Rava, loishanu. When do we say that you need to delay yourself long enough? Ela sheishtach veklapit pnim. If you bow down towards the east, that's called bowing down. I don't care how quickly you did it, you're chayiv. And you didn't walk out until a second later, but as long after you bow down, then you're chayiv kodesh and all that. Aval ishtach veklapit chutz. If you bow down facing your back to the mizrach, facing outside, then it's not called bowing down, because that's not bowing. Bowing is to the mizrach, not to the mizrach. It's not bowing down. Or others say, because that's your way out. But Rashi seems to say, that's not called bowing down. Bowing down is only if you're facing the mizrach. Sorry, pnim is sadmaidiv, to the Kodesh Kedoshim. If you're bowing down, facing the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's called bowing down.
That's all.
That's right, just the backs, yeah. Very good. Sha'in lo shalom. When you're not bowing down, then it depends how long you stay there or not. Says the Gemara. Bowing down itself is chayiv kodesh, or if you're not bowing down, you have to be there long enough to bow down. Ikedem Ashlan, a safe, other than a safe, it says, oy shesha, on the word shesha, b'chdei shachavah. if you wait and hung around there long enough to bow down, but they gave us a tough time, and you dilly-dally, but as soon as you finally time, you didn't run out. You waited a few, whatever that amount of time, and you're high. We'll soon see how long that is. Mikhlal dishtachavo gufo, when it comes to actual bowing down, boyishi, it sounds like, I mean, bowing down, you need, it can do quickly, it has to be a certain amount of time. Amarav leishon, no. When do we give it a certain amount of time? Ishtachavo klabichutz. When you're bowing down outside, we need that time. Ava klapi pnim, you face toward the kodoshim. Ava gav the loyish, even though you didn't wait. Hachi kamer. Shtachav klapi pnim. If you bow down towards Ma'ariv, then as soon as you bow down, you chayiv. Oish shor kidei shtachavo. Or if you behach the shtachav lechutz, if you bow down towards the outside, now bow down, then you need time chayiv. Hechi dami shtachavo diz boshiyev. Hechi shtachav lez boshiyev. What's time? The lez boshiyev zukri balma. You bow on your knees. You will bow down like we do by Shmonesa. That's not called bowing down. But that's ishtachavod, there's no time. It doesn't take any time. And what's ishtachavod, the ease bashir, bowing down that takes time? Yeah. So he's saying there's two kinds of bowing down. The second version of Rav is the two kinds of bowing down. There's a bowing down that's instantaneous, and there's a bowing down that takes time. If you're facing Maidiv, if you're facing the right way, then even the instantaneous bowing down is already chayiv. If you're facing the outside, when is bowing down considered a bowing down? If it's a bowing down, that takes time. No, but the first lashon is, even if you're not bowing down, you just hung around there a few seconds long enough to bow down, you're chayiv. Second lashon is, you're bowing down. But if you're not bowing, if you're bowing down klapi chutz, the bowing down has to be the longer version of bowing down. If you're bowing down klapi pnim, then the bowing down is a shorter version. What's the shorter version? Just bending your knees. So if you klapi your pnim, even bending your knees is considered shtachavo. That's what Gemara said later, the three kinds, yeah. Gemara said like now, yeah. Kriya Balma, the Yiz Bashir, Pisha Jadayim Raglaim. It's more than what it is, it's actually lying down.
That's the
That's right. So how much is it? And his colleague, Oman Reb Shimon Pazi, what does it mean every time you have that in Gemara? They mention one name and it's then, like, is this the Ikir and the Tuffel? Is that what it is? Who the Ikir guy is? But I'm going to say, it wasn't Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Meir, it was Rabbi Shimon Baruch Meir. Chadama kimemra dahay psukah, as long as it takes to say the entire following pasuk, which we'll see in a minute. And the Chadama, not the entire pasuk, but only in the second half, where it starts in the word Vayichru l'seifa. What's the pasuk that we're talking about? It says in the pasuk, it says, V'choyl b'nei Yisrael royim b'redes ha'eish, that all the Eden saw when the fire came down. Chvoid Hashem al habayis, and Abish has covered glories on the house. Vayichru, and they bent down apayim with their faces arts towards the ground. Ala ritzpa, on the ground, vayishtachvu, and they prostrate themselves, vahoydes l'Hashem kitoiv, kilom chazin. They said, thank to Abish, hoyd Hashem kitoiv, kila olam chazdei. So, we do you have to say the entire pasuk, or just from the part where it says, vayichru, they actually bow down? That's the machlekes. Talk about, we learned there are three kinds of bowing down. There's kedah, which is alapayim, on your face. On your face means you don't bend your knees, you just
bow forward.
Bow all the way touching the ground.
That's what Levy broke his back displaying that.
No, that's with his thumbs. He did push ups on his thumbs and is dislodged.
But he broke his back, didn't he?
Or his thigh or something, yeah. It's a prostrate, but it's like you do these exercises without bending your knees, you try to touch your toes. We always do when we're kids.
You have to be very flexible for that.
That's right. Yeah, the chen oimer, but tikkur basha paim and basha bow down. What's a big kunt? She was 7 years old. Editing ground. Kriya is al bekaim. Just your knees. Chen oimer mechrei al bekaim knees. Ishtachavazu pishi jidam glaim. Stretching yourself all the way out on your hands and legs. Chen oimer hava novi anivi imcha ve'ei yistach lecharazcha. Yaakov says to Yosef in last week's parsha, "Oh, we're going to bend down. We're going to come to you and we're going to what do you call it? Bend down. Your mother's dead. How's she going to do that?" Boy, okay, you said that for a carbon you need shehiya. Once you became tame, you're not chayv a carbon unless you spent a few seconds there. You delayed yourself. So, what about malchus? If we warn you, do you need any delay or not before you get malchus? Let's say you're telling me now chdei shehiya is long enough to say the whole pasuk. Let's say that takes 10 seconds. What about malchus? If you don't delay at all, obviously you don't get malchus. But if you delayed 1 second, you already get malchus, or you also have the same amount of time, you know, the 10 seconds, whatever it is, the 10 window. Tzarech shehiya lemalkus? Oh, ain't tzarech shehiya lemalkus. Lik carbon gemi. The question is, maybe carbon we learned shehiya. Abul lemalkus lo gemi the shehiya. Nobody ever heard about malkus. Adilma b'fnim gemi the shehiya. We heard that if the tumah became, it came inside, you didn't walk in, then you're not chayiv unless you delayed a little bit. And loishno le carbon, but loishno le malkus. That doesn't make a difference. Take a good question. But you know, ask another question. Tola atzmai ba'avi. What about you delayed? You jumped up, and somehow or another you're a good jumper. You're able to spend time hanging there for a couple of seconds. So you weren't on the ground.
The crane
brought him in. Oh, okay. In the shade of Tevemigl over there, we always have
from a helicopter.
Tola atzmai ba'avi. He's suspended in the air. Ba'azor ma'u. Do we say ki and he was came tummy and he delayed a little bit? Do we say too bad? Maybe ki gemida shehiya. Maybe when did we learn that we give you a little bit of time and we could relate it back to bowing down? We shaykh to bow down, which is on the ground. Shehiya the batish tachava, which is shaykh to bow down. We said before arza, you have to be on the ground and face the ground. Oh, but the last batish tachava, but something where you're suspended in the air, you're not shaykh to bow down. Then like immediately there, if you delay 1 second, you're already chayiv. As long as you're inside, we learned that if you delay, we give you a little bit of time, let's say a 10-second window. It makes no difference. Teku. Remember the teku. Thing you meet him tomorrow.